Bird note from Seattle Audubon. It was early evening in late June. I took my chair to a grassy field to watch violet-green swallows dart and swoop against the azure sky. Over the buzzy calls of spotted towhees and the worried whinnies of robins, I hear, tidick, tidick. I search the cedars and hemlocks for a western tanager, the male a bright yellow bird with striking black wings and an orange-red head. I see the female first. There she is, on the tip of the tallest hemlock. As I watch, the male, a flash of yellow and red, lands just inches away, a large insect in his beak. Then, as if still in courtship, he lowers his head, spreads his wings, and lifts his tail. With a deep bow, he presents his token. Seeing him brings back a memory from several springs ago. As I turned cold soil in our vegetable garden, I looked up to see a tanager landing on our compost pile, a traveler touching down after a 2,000-mile journey from South or Central America. Could today's bird be the same as he? And now, as the beautiful giver of gifts begins to pour forth his vibrant and liquid song, I think of the marvels available to us when we take the time to observe the natural world. Today's Bird Note came to us courtesy of Chris Peterson, our executive producer. For birdnote.org, I'm Frank Corrado.